The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, is an inspirational hour that'll take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen Royster is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Imagine having the ability to use your innate positive energy to dissolve the stuckness in your life, whether it's emotional, physical, or spiritual, through this incredible dynamic show. Get ready to be transformed from Dr. Jen's live guided healing meditations and intuitive readings, and unveil the power of connecting to spirit, the angels, and your higher self. Dr. Jen is passionate about helping you find the answers you're looking for through an inward journey that'll strengthen your connection to spirit and help you trust your intuition. Now, here's your host, Dr. Jen Royster.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the show. I'm Dr. Jen, and I do wish everyone well. Hope you're hanging in there. So we got a little bit of a haul for April. So we're going to talk about what we're seeing in the planetary alignments with astrology, a full moon, and what that means for what we're going through here in April with this COVID-19 pandemic, because, you know, it is there. We can't pretend it's not. We are all feeling it. We are in, you know, shelter in place. So, and I have been doing it before it was actually officially called here, because I want to do my part to help everybody. I mean, this is a humanitarian effort here. And I found it very interesting when I was doing my homework and research for this show with the astrology alignments. And then I asked the angels, what kind of guidance do you have? And that's how I do the show. I'm looking at what's out there. And then I'm asking the angels and the divine for, you know, through my intuition, what can I share with you, and how can we make the most of this time? There is always something we can do with this. This is very challenging. It's probably one of the biggest challenges anybody's ever had. You know, we're all doing it together. So, and we all know that. We're seeing that all over all the news. But what I'm going to focus on in the show today is a side of this where we can find a little bit of light and some hope at the end of this tunnel that we are going through. April, yes, will bring some challenges for a lot of us if we're not already feeling it. But this is where there's a strength to be had. This is where we want to tap in and find that inner strength. And when we find that inner strength, we are bringing that to the collective. We are putting out there into the world strength in numbers when we do it individually. So we might feel physically isolated while we're going through this, but we're really having the a most wonderful opportunity to see how we're truly connected spiritually, energetically, how we're all part of the one. And when I was looking in astrology, it was right there. I went, you know, it is there. It's fascinating to me. I look for the soul lessons. I look for what positive lessons can we learn through what we're going through? Because life here is going to have stuff happen. I mean, that's just the way it is living here. So we're going to look at, okay, I'm really freaking out right now, and you know, the finance and all that stuff. Well, here's what was interesting. Yes, we're feeling all of that with what's happening in the world. However, when I was looking at the alignments coming up, there's an interesting one that's going to happen on April 4th, and that's Jupiter and Pluto align. And what do? They bring the focus to abundance, prosperity, and fortune. And you're like, how can I wrap my brain around that with everything going on? And, or I've lost my job, or it's looking a little strained, or I'm really scared. Yes, fear has been conjured and it's challenging. But what is fear? In metaphysics, we focus on that fear is just an energy that we can transmute into something else. Now, I'm not denying that it's there. We want to acknowledge that. Even I have to do that sometimes. I have to take a deep breath and go, okay, yeah, that's going to be challenging, but where can I find a positive in this? And sometimes it takes a little more effort. And you will find that it will, probably in April, because things are going to escalate probably before they get better. But this Jupiter-Pluto alignment, we're going to talk a little bit about that. And then on April 7, 8, depending on where you are in the world, we have a super full moon in Libra. And that super full moon is going to be the brightest of the whole year of all the super moons. And what is that one about? That one's about working together. That's about how we are connected to each other. And I thought, wow, the whole world is going through a massive growth here, or challenge to grow. And you choose to grow with it. You choose, like, you know what? I'm gonna do what I got to do here. I'm gonna do my part. So that's a lot of what we're going to talk about today, with what the angel guidance is for that. So this is a group effort. Yes, we are very much in this together. And I encourage you to put your questions out there, but some of them may overlap and be the same answer. So please know that, you know, I'm answering as much as I possibly can. I'm happy to be here. I will have gratitude right now that I am here, because my internet for the last month, which was really strange, still strange, just keeps deciding to be intermittent. And so we've been here. I have recorders going just in case. And we are here, and I'm very happy to be here. So we have been having different weird blackout type things with our internet here for some reason. Seems random, makes no sense, at different times of the day. So I'm just prepared to record things just in case. That's where I'm adjusting. I want to say thank you to everyone that's been very patient with everything going on with all of that, including everyone in Angel Retreat. It's been challenging, and I know you're busy working out and sorting out and flexing where you need to and adjust to some changes as well. So I want to welcome everyone. We are live streaming today. Yes, we are connected with our network today, and we missed them last week, didn't we? We did. And we are live streaming over on Facebook as well through our network, Transformation Talk Radio. And we are live streaming on my YouTube channel. If you want to catch that, we have a live chat open over there. So I want to welcome everyone that's joining me over there. It's good to see everyone there. And I see one question already. And I mean, or actually it's more of a statement. And Michelle is saying, not seeing my children and grandchildren is the hardest. I'm taking a deep breath before I tear up, because I'm in the same boat, including immediate family. We're not in the same state, and we're kind of stuck that way for a bit. So I'm here on my own holding up the fort, and other people are on their end holding up the fort and can't get back and forth. So we're a bit separated that way, but we are in contact pretty regular. So, and I understand that. Thank goodness we do have some technology, because a lot of people are FaceTiming or Zoom calling, things like that. And I've been doing some of that when my internet works. So just that, you know, practicing the social distancing has been fun, right? You know, we've been having to learn how to do that. You're like, you don't realize how many things you touch in 5 minutes, just picking up mail or picking up a package or, you know, I mean, right? And you're like, wow, the awareness has really been a lesson. We have really been learning a lot of awareness, that we all have. So I'm doing my part here. I encourage you to do your part there. So let's tap in here a little bit and start off. First of all, on April 4th, that is the Jupiter-Pluto. So that's an interesting one. It's a rare alignment. It happens only every 12, 13 years. So it hasn't happened in a bit. And they're going to align three times this year, on April 4th, on June 30, and November 12th. So those are a couple more dates that are coming up in 2020 that they will align. So a lot of times this is seen as the beginning, middle, and ending, you know, first, second, third, you know, the beginning, the middle, the end. Just depends on how you're looking at it. But these are interesting and how they're going to play out. So let's talk a little bit about why is Jupiter and Pluto so important here. Jupiter When they come together, for one, when I started off, when they come together, Jupiter and Pluto, they bring the abundance, prosperity, fortune to the focus. Okay. They bring it into focus, not just dump it all in your lap, like lots of money. Okay. Let's just keep this real, but they're going to bring all of that into your focus. So Jupiter, let's take them and break it down a little bit. Jupiter is the planet of abundance and expansion. This is the one when I was asking the angels, when it really feels hopeless, how can we grab and find the hope when it feels so dark right now, when we're really feeling like, what's going on? And Jupiter is the one that comes through where it just busts through. And that's the one that I see in the distance. This is my intuitive hit that I was feeling from this. Expansion. When Jupiter's involved, it's expanding beyond your comfort zone. You are willing to expand beyond your comfort zone. Now think about it. We've all been forced to find different routes to things, to figure out, okay, what are we going to do when that's sold out at the store? Yeah. Things like that. It's starting to kick in creativity, solution, solving the problem, finding a different route. The rock, the water, the lazoo, the water will always find a way around the rock. That's the energy will always find a way around the obstacle. Okay. Jupiter is really good for that. It's not just abundance financially, but yes, it is, because that would be your fortune, your prosperity, but your happiness, the abundance and whatever. So when this one is involved, we have a lot of focus on how do I need to adjust or change how my abundance is available to me, or my prosperity, or what can I do? This really is a year for massive change. So we've got to find new ways to do things. Jupiter's going to help because of that expansion that it has. It gives you that. It's just like a courage, underlying current of courage with that energy that, we're just going to do this different. We've got to. We are so used to doing things. And I'm actually looking for some ways I can do some things different too. So heads up, everybody, you're going to see me do a few things different too. Don't know what that is yet. I'm just waiting to work it out too. So that's where that one is. Pluto is the ruler of the underworld. That's the one that's about the end of the old, sometimes called the death, but the end of old things the way they were, and the rebirth. So that's the one that's part of that with Saturn. Like Saturn's just like, okay, this has got to be just done with. We got to do this. Pluto is the one that comes in and just, okay, this has all got to go away, and we got to restructure. We got to regroup. We got to rebuild the foundation and restart this whole thing. Do you not realize and feel what I'm saying here? I mean, how can you not feel this, right? This is really a feeling of wow. And when they come together, you're going to see major shifts and changes. Obviously, that's what we're doing here. It will come into how we view our abundance, how we view money, how we are giving, how we are receiving energy. Is there something we need to change? Now, there's not going to be a straight answer for a lot of these questions right now because it's evolving, but I'm going to do my best to answer. But if I honestly don't know, I'm going to tell you that. I'm not going to pretend I know everything when we're still trying to sort it out. And please know that. Please know that everybody is doing that. There's not like anybody privy to special stuff here. I don't feel that way at all. Pluto does bring a bit of destruction. That's where you're going to feel the intensity in April, where Jupiter has this, hey, whatever, let's build a brighter, better future. Let's do this. Let's just surge through this. So we've been given something that's going to help us change and move forward. And we've also, which breaks it apart with Pluto, then we've also got something that's going to help us rebuild it with Jupiter. So I really wanted to put that out there. Now, they might feel like they're crumbling around you. Yes, it does feel like that. Remember, Phoenix rises out of the ashes. When everything crumbles down and burns away, what comes up through the center is the rebirth and the regeneration of something new and better. So it changes forms a lot with energy. It's not really lost, but it changes form. That's one of the big ones. Okay. When they come together, it's going to shine a spotlight on economy and finance, which it is, relationships, abundance, the whole thing. So you're looking at all your aspects of life when they come together like this. And really, if you look at everything that's going on, it is doing that. Like, what matters to you? What is the most important thing? Michelle, earlier, when she was talking about seeing her grandchildren, they're valuable to her. That's an abundance for her. We're looking for other ways that you can feel connected with them right now, because physically it's hard to not be with everyone right now when you have all this social distancing going on. I hear that. Then there is, okay, I was going full speed ahead in a plan for my job. I was moving. It was happening. Now all of a sudden this abrupt changes. These are opportunities to find better ways to do this. So this is across the board for all of us. I'm even looking at that too. You know, things that we thought, oh, hey, this is going to be great. And they were, but there's a better way. There's something better we could do with that energy. We have to be willing to go there. We have to be willing to see beyond. That's where Jupiter's going to help. When I was asking the angels about these two particular planets, Michael comes in, obviously, with Raphael. Those two are going to be quite strong. They have been in my life. I feel them a lot because Michael helps when it gets overwhelming. There's anxiety. We're scared. We don't know what to do. He's also wonderful for structure and organization. And as a business coach, a career coach, you know, just really, okay, we got to get grounded here. We've got to reform the plan. So basically what's happening here is a lot of old plans are getting thrown out or they're just falling apart and we have to regroup. We just have to regroup. We can't be upset. We can't feel like we failed. That's where we do right now, right? We don't want to pretend like we don't. We feel, well, did it fail? Did I do it wrong? No, you didn't do it wrong. And you didn't fail. You tried something. I'm feeling like that too, guys. I am. You feel like you tried something and but there's something else to try. We just have to pull it back and we have to open it up and put some expansion into our viewpoint to see what we may have missed. Jupiter, that's where that helps. I know. So this is not you're doing it wrong if you feel anxiety and fear, because we have to acknowledge those so we can release them. Michael is a wonderful comfort that can help just bring it back together. You slow that breathing down. You have that with you. And then you go, okay, yes, I'm getting freaked out when I think that way. I'm going to pull it back. I need to be a little more productive here. What can I focus on that would help me in this situation? Because that's not helping me to get all upset and fret about it. And we have to acknowledge it and then not be hard on ourselves. But we also have to find a way to move through it. And everybody's going to find it differently. So I highly recommend that you do whatever it takes to help you ease that. I mean, everybody needs different things. Everybody has something else going on. So I wanted to encourage you to do that. Pluto, now we talked about the economy. Pluto is not afraid. When Pluto's around, it's not afraid to tear it all down so we can rebuild it. I mean, there's just no, like, yeah, I know you're really attached to that, but we're going to get rid of that so we can do something else. We're looking for how we can let go of what was and not try to hang on to things in the past. It's very hard. I know. Trust me. I know. And look for ways that we can move forward. Because honestly, optimism will help you. Jupiter is very optimistic. So thank goodness they are working together with this right now. It's not like they're just tearing it down, not giving us any kind of boost of hope or encouragement. Thank goodness. See, that's where the divine has an incredible plan that brings it in. And the angels are here in that divine plan to support us and keep us on the uplifted mindset there. So that's wonderful. Jupiter's optimism will truly help you find ways to fix it, find a better way, a more prosperous way. That's the planet of abundance and prosperity. So if it just feels like everything you've worked really hard for, just all of a sudden, oh, wow, none of that's going to work. Pull back. It's like we got to go back to square one and we got to go, you know what? We've got to find a better way. That's strength right there. That's finding and tapping into an inner strength that you didn't know you had. And it's a good thing, a very good thing. So I'm going to take a second there. Let me see what's going on over here in chat. How should we balance clear messages that our job is out of alignment with the need to work and inability to make change now? Any messages for staying positive in toxic work situation at this time? Yeah, that would be getting back to your basics on clearing and shielding. Absolutely. Anybody feeling that right now? Absolutely. Because yes, there's an uncertainty because it's come in and there's been an abrupt change. If it's a toxic work environment, then we need to shield up. We need to ask, you know, we need to know that we can be strong with, it's kind of like an energetic shield. I like to ask Michael for that. Hey, Michael, I'm feeling a little bit worn out from this. And it's not to separate ourselves completely from life. It's, although we feel that way physically, it's more to keep you in your own energy that's keeping you lifted. So, and your optimism. So you're going to be working to focus inside your shield versus what's going on outside of your shield. And when I say put the shield up, and you know, it always feels like we're separating ourselves from everybody. Energetically, we are, if you absorb very easily from outside of yourself, and look at how this whole thing in the pandemic is showing us how we just can absorb everything around us and not be aware. I know, see, but we can practice this energetically as well. It's very important to keep the inner constantly cleared and strengthened and reinforced. So it would be, and I think I mentioned it last week, but I'm going to mention again, because a lot of people, we're not always here in the same show. I'm highly recommending right now when we're going through big times like this that are very stressful, that you clear your energy field twice a day, at least every 12 hours, and then reinforce that energy shield. This will help reinforce you, keep you strong, keep you in your optimism, keep you in your higher frequencies. It also will support the immune system and help protect you that way as well, by the way, because you're reducing that, you're finding ways to move the stress through, not hold the stress. Empaths have a tendency to hold the stress and the pain for so many others. And right now it's interesting for empaths because we are working with humanitarian efforts here as well. So we want to help do things. That's what I'm doing with energy healing. I'm sending it out every day to everyone. I'm sending it out every day. And there's the first couple of days I did it, I realized how tired I was. But then I realized, remember, you know, it's not your energy. You use the divine energy. It's unlimited. So something that I can do that I'm helping, and that's why I put that meditation out there that we did a couple of weeks ago, to help keep you lifted and to help you find a way to clear and to help reconnect and to heal. And that's very important. It'll work with work. It'll work with health. It'll work with emotions. It'll work with all of it, Maddie. So anybody in a situation like that, we have to, there isn't necessarily, we're going to know in the next month or so how we're going to change. We're going to be working on acceptance a lot here, that something is going away or not going away or changing. It'll be one of those three. I know all of that, all of the above, right? Gives us opportunity here to go inward and really listen to that. Because if we keep trying to do it the same way, it's obviously not going to work like that. So that's what's happening here. So I'm going to take a quick break. When we come back, I'm going to keep going because I want to talk to you also a little bit more about what this abundance and how we can work with that, how we can work with Jupiter, and also the super full moon that's coming up on the 7th. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to the Jen Royster Show. We will be right back after the break.
Conscious Confidence Radio, a timeless wisdom with Sarah Maine. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio and join Sarah on an adventurous journey to the deeper level of meaning to move beyond today's world of constant change, confusion, and uncertainty beyond the shadow of fear. This hit show explores key concepts such as confidence, values, and attitude in a dynamic way. To learn more about Sarah and her work, visit sarahmaine.com.
Dream on, fly high, and live adventurously on The Laura Meeks Show. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as host Laura Meeks guides you in finding your unique gifts and bringing them to life. As a certified life coach, speaker, and veteran bomber pilot for the U.S. Air Force, Laura knows how to follow a dream. She is ready to support you so you can dream on, fly high, and live adventurously. For more information on Laura and her work, visit flyhighliving.com.
How many times do you find yourself saying, it was nothing, or just doing my job, when really you knocked it out of the park? How did you get like this? Next time someone tells you great job, you'll know how to accept it and not deflect it by listening to Courage to be Seen Radio with host Sherry Clark. Sherry Clark is an experienced global engineering leader, coach, and mentor. From her experiences one-on-one coaching to corporate consulting and executive coaching, Sherry has learned many women need at least three things to discover and face success. Learn about the ACES program, how to survive male-dominated fields with grace and authenticity, and reach the top without ever once giving up on who you are. Courage to be Seen host Sherry Clark explores the awesome power of your entire self and how far you can go by being more you. Check out her website, couragetobeseen.com. You have the courage to be seen. See you later.
It's time to shake out your money-making truth on Soul Wisdom Abundance with Jennifer Bloom, creating wealth from spiritual health on transformationtalkradio.com. This hit show is more than your roadmap to success. It's your compass to abundance through joy and ease. Jennifer Bloom teaches you about the soul's relationship to money and wealth and how improving that relationship serves both you and the world. Learn more at jenniferbloom.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all.
Hey guys, that was a little bit weird. Sorry you had a blank screen there for a bit. Okay, let's talk about this. I see a lot of questions. I'm going to do my best because I want to get this information out as well. Some of the questions, as far as angel messages, I'm giving angel messages for everyone and a lot of them are overlapping. It'll be the same answer. So please know, listen to the messages I'm giving instead of it all being interpersonal. If you are in Angel Retreat, I can answer personal ones in there a little bit more because I have more time with the limiting of the show right now. So this is such an important time to work together. And so I'm taking the questions and I'm looking for the answer overall that will help everyone. So I do see a lot there. And Maddie, I understand you feel pushed to launch. This might be a time of patience and acceptance of looking for where it is. It doesn't feel like go pushing out the door right now. It's looking for the answers on it. So that would be for everybody though. And I see that question. Some people waking up in the middle of the night, you know, I've been doing that. Jules is talking about waking up at 3 a.m. I've been doing that. Or I've had nights where I'm awake all night long, just all night long. And it's, you know what? Don't let that, it's like, just go with it, because sometimes we just need to process. Sometimes I get some of my most incredible messages from spirit after I've asked a question earlier that day or a couple of days prior. It will come in the middle of the night. I'm just awake and these processes happen. And it used to go, oh no, I'm supposed to be asleep, But sometimes we go with it. You get up, you do something different. You read a little bit. You let it settle in, write your notes down if you got an information like that, because I noticed that things like that happen a lot for people. If you are dealing with a lot of grief, I want to address that. I know that a lot of people are. You may have lost people. And I am feeling for you in that. Grief is a natural thing that you have to go through. I mean, there's all those different phases of grief. Yes, they are. They are tough, but you have to allow and acknowledge those different phases. And it's not like just push it and make it rush through really fast or pretend it's not there. We have to acknowledge that we miss that person in the physical, or we miss that life we used to have if that's going away. I mean, you can have grief in different ways, not just a loss of somebody. It might be a way of life that you miss. It might be a location. It might be just different things. We have to allow ourselves to process that and not be hard on ourselves because we're feeling pain. It's part of living here. I know. It is. It's a tough one. I understand. And I feel that for everyone feeling that. So I want to go into this a little bit more because I've got to watch my time. So let's talk about this abundance, which is going to address a lot of the questions I'm seeing about we're concerned about what are we going to do next with job or whatever is happening there. I want you to think, what does abundance mean to you? Do you immediately go to the money, just the money? What about the people that are talking about how much they miss their families, the abundance of love or family and connection, or just, you know, being able to do what you love? What is the abundance? What does it mean to you? You're looking to find different ways and deeper ways to feel abundance. Because if you can do that, even if you feel like you're in a holding pattern with a job or finance, if you can find ways to feel abundant in other ways, the gratitude starts to kick in. The frequency's rising. This is metaphysics here, guys. The law of attraction here. Now you start to pull that energy toward you because what we're putting out, we're receiving. So we don't want to get, and it's hard. This is a challenge this time to not feel or get focused on the lack. Yeah, I know. Well, yeah, we have to acknowledge, hey, I'm feeling lack of something here. Okay, now we got to find a way to feel something abundant for. It's going to help you a lot right now. It's going to strengthen you. I mean, abundance is so much more than just material things or money. I mean, and abundance is about expansion. Jupiter, there we are again. It's about moving in the world, seeing opportunities rather than limitations. See, these are things we can do. The questions that I'm getting about job or anything, relationships, anything like that, it's all going to come into play here. This is how you go there. Abundance is not something that we just create it. It's something you tune into and you allow yourself and you accept it. You just go there. I want some of that. I want to go there. And you're making a choice. It comes from inside you. So on days that it feels tough, that's where you bring in Michael, Raphael, and you go, you know what? And I'm going to throw another one in that is a wonderful one to call on when you need some positive vibes, and that is Jophiel. Archangel Jophiel is so amazing for that. So you want to pull in, you're like, okay, I got to clear out all that lack feeling and all that fear and all that anxiety and all that stuff I'm feeling. We acknowledged it, but when we want to release it and we want to fill it with something else, Raphael's a healing angel, and it's not just physical healing. It's emotions. It's all of it. Relationships, all kinds of healing. And then Jophiel, I need something positive to think about. Jophiel, okay, Archangel Jophiel. Those are wonderful angels to work with right now, because you might have to do this several times a day when you're going through a big challenge like this. So we have a lot of abundance going on. I mean, there's abundance in everything. It's all around you. There's abundance of water. You have an abundance of cells in your body. There's stars, there's sand. It's everywhere. Whatever you need to find. Jupiter and Pluto coming together, open the doors to abundance. Think about it. I mean, if you lost something, there's always something else that can come in and replace and fill the emptiness. I'm not saying if you've lost a loved one, okay, give me somebody else. That can happen, but you're looking to replace that feeling of loss. So look to find ways that you do enjoy. This is going to take some creative thinking on your part and working out of your comfort zone and thinking on your feet a little bit more and maybe just exploring with that expansion energy. Hey, wait, there might be a few other things in there I could try. So you're looking to find ways that you can find abundance and tap into that. So you know what? I'm just going to focus on that. Now, let's go over into that moon, because this is another big one coming up. We have a full moon. It's a super full moon in Libra on the 7th, 8th. Look at your time zone for that, because it's the 7th or 8th. And it's going to be the brightest super moon of the whole year. So we're going to have a few others. This is going to be the biggest and brightest, the largest one, you know, of the year. And it shines a very strong message to us. And this is a humanitarian moon. I know. This is about what can we do to help somebody else. You might be in need of help. But here's the thing. We all have different talents. We all have different strengths. My natural strength is energy healing. I mean, it is. It's that. It's intuition. It's trusting and listening, you know, to that inner introspection. I'm very comfortable with introspect and, you know, inner world, to the point where some people probably think I'm antisocial. I mean, I don't need to do all that. Right now, that's a strength that I can help share, because everybody else that likes all that, that's a weird one for them, because they're like, I don't know about all this isolation, and now I got to do it like this, and now the kids are home, and I got to help them with school, and you know, they're connecting online, and there's a lot of adjustment. There's a lot of adjustment for the children too, and for you. But I want to give that. That's why I was doing what I was doing. I'm doing a lot extra stuff that, you know, I'm just doing. I'm just giving out. No, I'm not compensated for that. No, I'm not. In fact, there's nowhere near that. It's just time to be and give what you're good at. Now, if you are in need, you also want to be able to receive. This moon will help you with that as well. Now, it is about seeing compassion for others. I mean, I understand that. But at the same time, even though we feel alone, we feel isolated, we really all are in this together. We're all in this together. Every single one of us are going through this thing together. All of us. And then you have this isolation feeling and you're uncertain. We don't know what's going on. And the only way that this moon is about this, the way to get through this is to work together. Now, how is that playing out in the world right now? Well, we're trying to come together for everybody to practice their social distancing right now. That's just physical distancing. It's not energetic distancing. We're not distant right now. This is really, really part of, if we were all working with this together, it's very powerful. So if all of us were to think about, what am I really good at? What is my natural strength? You know, don't look at the job, literally. Don't look at, you know, that. What is it that maybe you're really good at, just coming up with new ideas? Maybe you can help with that. Maybe you are good at organization and you can help someone or a group or an organization organize some things to get things happening. Maybe you're very good at reaching out. Maybe you're not. But also know that we've all been placed in this uncertainty because we need to go inward a little bit more. So that's where I'm helping you with that right now. On the spiritual plane, you're not disconnected. On the spiritual plane, the inner world, your soul, that is not disconnected. We are all part of the one. Libra is very much about that. When we do our part, as part of the whole connected web of life, we have contributed. We have done something wonderful that ripples out into the world. You might not feel like you're big enough or that anything that you do matters, but it does. Everybody's part matters. Everybody's part matters. There's not, nobody's ever going to even notice me or anything. Actually, you'd be surprised how you can influence or help someone else or lift them in a day where they were feeling down, or just a comforting understanding or compassion that, you know, you don't understand, you know, why their choices are the way they are. I see that. I don't understand why some people are choosing to ignore working together right now, but they obviously feel very strongly about it. So, you know, I have to accept that not everybody's going to feel this way. I have to accept that not everybody believes the way I do. I have to accept that people are going to attack me because I don't think the way they do or belong to the same church or whatever. I don't need to be angry at them because they feel that way toward me. That's where they are. These are things that we can grow and get strong in. I mean, collective thoughts, actions, vibrations, when we are all working together on the spiritual side of things, we're going to be strength in numbers and we're going to overcome this. So I found it fascinating. I mean, fascinating that the Libra supermoon coming up in April, which is this is going to be one of the biggest challenging months we're going to see out there. We're going to need some patience to see how it unfolds, to figure out which way we're going to go. Everybody, including me, we're all going to have to do that. But this is like, you need to be focusing. It's like, what's your belief about collective thoughts? What is your belief about vibration? What is your belief about yourself? Have you really tapped into that? Or are you going through that cycle, repeating, and asking those same questions over and over, and you keep trying to do something that's just not working out? Things like that are going to really come up. If you start feeling restless or anxious about your situation, think about what you can do to support somebody else. Because the way the universe works with law of attraction and humanitarian is the number two, by the way, and we're in a 2020 year. I know, just throwing it out there. This is a humanity. This is about working together this whole year. Actually, the energy of the year is that. So, you know, when you start to look at how this is all playing out, it's quite fascinating and you can see it from the bigger picture. But, you know, you get out of your own head and you think about, what can I do for somebody else? That, you know, because it feels good to give. And it just might be a supportive word. It might be a donation of something like food. I don't know. It depends on what you're good at, what you can and can't do. What is it that you can do? Because when we're stuck with all of our problems and what can we get, we're missing that half of this beautiful experience here. And I said beautiful because we're working inward here. Is what can we do to contribute and be a part of the whole? That super moon is going to be a strong frequency of that. And together with that moon, with this whole reality that we live in shifting the way it is, I mean, we're shifting, we're changing, guys. It's obvious we're all going to change. It's not like it's going to go back exactly the way it was. I doubt that. I think some things will settle in, but they'll be improved on or tweaked or changed. But if you were in a place where you could do something, it feels good. It lifts you. And it's also about not getting drained. That's where you're shielding. But if it has to go give and receive, it's a working together. Like, I need this, but I can give this or give that. This is what this energy will help us practice. This is what we're all learning together that we could do better. And it's a very, very powerful energy when we're strength in numbers that way. And we are in this together and we can do it together. We can do it together. So let me see what we got. Let me see if I've got time for any of this. Sleep stuff. Okay, somebody else was talking about the sleep stuff. Hermit stage. It's okay, Belinda, be in the hermit stage. There is nothing. The hermit stage helps you listen. And let me tell you about that. You know, when you are inward, I'm very introspective. But that's where I can tap in with intuition. And let's just take a moment before we go off the air, because everybody needs some answers, right? And here we are in this isolation. We're trying to practice this. Let's do a little bit of intuition work. Okay. Let's do a little bit. So if you were thinking, and I'm going to just put this out there quickly so you can work with this later. So if you need to take a note or just listen to this later, because you're going to do it in your own time. But if you were to think, okay, I'm closing my eyes, I'm just going to go inward, and you think about a light within you, like right at your center, at your core, and that's your bright light. And we're going to name it hope, and we're going to name it inspiration. We're going to have hope, inspiration, and creativity. Those are the three words that are right in that center of who you are. And you bring your focus into there instead of redundantly like, okay, I'm just running into brick walls here, or nothing's moving. Then that time where it doesn't seem like anything's moving and you could use this time wisely by going inward to listen. We ask, you pray. People pray all the time in different ways. We ask, hey, is there a better way I could do this? Is there something I need to let go of? Is there something I need to try brand new? And then you go there and you just focus on those words, hope, creativity, you know, hope, inspiration, creativity. I don't care if you're creative or not. Some people go, I'm not creative. Okay, you can still do this. This isn't about art or drawing a picture or anything like that. This is about your soul. Your soul can do all of these things wonderfully if you give it a chance. You absolutely can. And then if you were just to stay with that and just listen to it quietly, just ponder it, and then say, thank you for receiving my request on some options and some ways to work in a different way or find a new path, then go about your day. Let it go. Say thank you. Have gratitude for that, that your message was received. And then move on. And then don't be surprised. It could take a day, could take half a day, could take a week. Be patient. Don't try to put a timeline on this. Just be open to receiving synchronicities and information. It could be that you see or read an article. It could be that an idea pops in your head at 3 a.m., right? In the middle of the night. That's when I get the most creativity, because you're in your subconscious and you're more tapped into it. It might come in a dream. It might just be somebody says something to you in conversation that just, wow, that's weird you're saying that. If you hear it two or three times, usually three's a charm. Three times is like, that's a message for you. It might come three different ways. It might come from three completely different sources. That's practicing your intuition and listening for what to do next. Every one of you can do that if you want to. It's not like just try and fix it, make it happen and do it. You allow it. You open up to it. And spirit can speak to you. Spirit can speak to you from within, if you listen and quiet down to listen. So listening is not just sitting and going, okay, I'm waiting for the answer. Listening is also, okay, I put that request out there. I'm going to say thank you. I'm going to go about my day. I'm going to go find something productive to do. Going to wash my hands again, whatever it is. I heard washing your face too. Think about that. Anyway, it's like everybody's learning how to take a bath. I know. But maybe it's, you know, oh, you know what? It's a project that I've been trying to get to around the house. I could go do that. You know what? I could reorganize this, you know, something productive. Oh, you know what? I could call someone that I've been wanting to speak to, see how they're doing, give them a little bit of company, whatever it might be. Just go about your day and find something productive to do. And then know that whole time you're actually listening and you're putting that intention of the feelers out there that, you know what? I just want the messages to come in. I'm ready. They may come in different ways. I get them a lot in nature. If I sit out in nature, I have a lot more of a connection. I listen through spirit animals. I listen through angels, yes, but I also listen from other synchronicities. It might be just a random thing that somebody says, or it might just be a random, okay, that keeps coming up. That's interesting. Let me explore that. So remember, Jupiter energy will help you expand to see the possibilities and the abundance in all things different, a new way, a better way. This is where we are, guys. This is what we can do. So together, we're very strong. Together, we work in together. We're all in this together. We're in this together. We can work together. And I highly encourage you to find ways that you can lift yourself, but also lift another, because that's the energy coming through in trying times. And there's a patience there. Yes, there's a patience. Remember, Jupiter's expansive. Pluto's going to tear some things away that need to go away. The hardest part I find is trying to hang on to the things that are falling away. Whether it's a person, an experience, a way of life, that is very tough for people. I know. Jupiter's here to show you. The angels are here to keep you lifted. Your own soul is ready to show you a way that, you know, hey guys, you don't have to be like this. We can make the most of this. We can be better from it. We can be better from all of this. And we've been given an opportunity to learn a lot of lessons right now. So you're looking for what you can learn from this experience. I'm doing that. I'm working with some stuff that I'm trying to sort out too, but we're all in this together. We're all in this together. If we work together, we are strength in numbers. We are very strong. Just you doing your own individual puts strength into the collective. That's really powerful. We're more powerful than we realize. And I really want you guys to hear that. So April's going to have some interesting stuff going on. I'm not going to deny that. It will. You'll see all kinds of stuff going on out there. But this right here is a ray of hope, a ray of inspiration, a way to stay strong inside amidst the storm. You're going to shelter from the storm that's going on around you and find your inner strength, and you're going to find your way through this. So I hope that this has been positive for everyone. I hope that you understand what I'm trying to say here. There's not a straight, easy answer for everybody right now. I wouldn't trust somebody trying to say, oh yeah, it's going to be this and this for you. No, because we're all in the same boat learning some brand new things. We're not privy because we're intuitive or psychic. We're not privy to something, you know, way ahead of you. I've never felt that way. I don't feel any higher or better than you. I'm one of you. I want to share what I've learned from things, but I also want to help you find your strength, find your inner strength. There is so much power in you knowing that you've got this within yourself, not just somebody telling you what to do. I hope that made sense, honestly, because I wouldn't want that to be something that, you know, it's like, oh, just, you know, what can I do? What can I do? We've got to find better ways. We've got to strengthen it. We're strength in numbers. We're all learning. We can all share what we're learning. We can all give what we're good at. So I'm giving energy healing out. I'm giving it out every day. I'm about to go off the air here. I'm giving it out every day. I sit aside time and I am sending it out there. I encourage, if that's something you do, do it with me. Just a reminder, I did create that meditation out there. That is a wonderful meditation, working with Michael and Raphael to heal and work through this right now. It's about 19 minutes. It is on my YouTube channel in meditations. And we did it a couple of weeks ago in the show when we were sending healing out to the world. I've put it out there in several different channels. It's also in the Angel Retreat. I put it in there for you guys for convenience. If you're in one of the other classes on my site with energy healing or meditation, I also put a copy of it in there. But it's there for you to help you, to guide you, So you can find your inner strength and keep going. So I just want to thank everyone for listening, being a part of the show, supporting the show. I'm here to support you. I wish you all much love and energy, enthusiasm, and abundance with Jupiter to find your way through this amazing historical time. Thanks so much for listening. Namaste.
You've been listening to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Remember to tune in each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Dr. Jen Royster is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Imagine having the ability to use your innate positive energy to dissolve the stuckness in your life, whether it's emotional, physical, or spiritual, through this incredible dynamic show. If you've missed any part of this show or any other show, visit www.jenroyster.com and transformationtalkradio.com.